Missionaries to Hawaii introduced biblical laws to the lands in the 1820s under their influence. Hawaii's first anti-sodomy law was passed in 1850. So there used to be anti-sodomy laws here. And you know what? But before the missionaries got here, it wasn't that way. It was something that was okay in culture and normal. But see, when God's laws get thundered forth and God's laws get preached, then things start to change. But you know what? They're heading back in the wrong direction. It's heading back in the wrong direction right now. These laws led to the social stigmatization of the mahu in Hawaii. Beginning in the mid-1960s, the Honolulu City Council, can you imagine this happening now, required trans women to wear a badge identifying themselves as male. So haven't things changed here in Hawaii? They don't do that anymore, do they? And the Hawaiian City Council is probably so liberal right now, they're probably all themselves. But an American artist, George Biddle's Tahitian Journal, from 1920 to 1922, he writes about several mahu friends in Tahiti. He was a of their role in native Tahitian society and the persecution of mahu friend Napu, who fled Tahiti due to colonial French laws that sent mahu and homosexuals to hard labor in prison. So back then, it was, you know, in the 1920s, as far back as the 1920s, it was wrong. And so even in 1960, they had to wear a badge that said, hey, I'm a male, even though there were some kind of